Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday edition, the 11th day of May, 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by a guest from Tokyo, but he's an American professor living in Tokyo, and together with one of his Japanese colleagues, they've written a big 9/11 expose for the Tokyo Journal, the major city magazine, with a very wide circulation concerning the inside job evidence concerning 9/11. So he'll be joining us not to just talk about 9/11, but talk about Japanese culture and his experiences working and living there and just how conditioned they are to follow orders of the government as well as many other societies around the planet. So that is coming up in the next hour. Interesting little side tidbit here that I'll get to later. They shot a polar bear up near the North Pole, and it turns out it's not a polar bear. It's part polar bear, part grizzly, confirmed with DNA test to be a hybrid. That's just interesting. So we'll be getting into that report. I want to talk a little bit about the bird flu today. They've had a bunch of scares in the last few months, and they were saying that they were going to test migratory birds coming into the U.S., and they were sure they had the bird flu that was sure to kill us all, and only martial law would keep us safe. Well, we've got a report here today out of the New York Times. Migrating birds didn't carry flu despite the popular beliefs. Shifting gears internationally, Iranian president's letter highlights 9/11 being an inside job. And his comments are hidden in plain view in the article, in the letter he sent to Bush back on Sunday. But it's just now starting to garner some attention, so we'll be going over that. Paul Watson's written an article about it at PrisonPlanet.com. Another story here by Wayne Madison. World leaders suspect the Bush administration of involvement in 9/11. He gives some of the evidence of that. We'll go through some of the other world leaders that are openly questioning the official story. Congressman Tom Tancredo is speaking out on U.S. surveillance of Minutemen. That's right, their every movement being relayed to the Mexican troops who openly fire upon them and also kill police and American citizens as well as kidnapping American citizens. But that's okay, they're our buddies, so the government's got to give all the intel on the Minutemen to them. We'll give you Tom Tancredo's take on that. I have a little news clip I want to analyze out of Dallas, Channel 11. And this concerns immigration billboards going up in North Texas that say, "Stop the invasion." Finally striking back. They're doing a fabulous job, and I want to get the group on who is doing this in the near future, but we will talk about that coming up. Story here on the Washington Post. Hardcore GOP flee Bush pollsters find. Conservatives are finally waking up that George Bush is the second coming of basically Ho Chi Minh and Bill Clinton mixed together. So we'll be getting into that report. And a really scary article I saw yesterday, that they've now retracted their plans all over the country. You try to go take somebody to the prom who isn't from your high school, they do background checks on them. You can't let somebody in the prison without a background check, and that's what the children are being trained, the young people are being trained, the young adults are being trained, that life is a prison. And George Bush is saying that his brother Jeb would make a great president. We'll get into that. Murdoch defends plan to host Hillary fundraiser, calls her effective, good senator. This is out of Human Events, the neocon publication. Big USA Today article, NSA has massive database of all American phone calls. We told you this 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. We'll be getting into that as well and taking your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I hope you got a comment on this buffet of issues I've laid out, or you can bring up whatever you like. We'll be right back. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
World leaders suspect the Bush administration of involvement in 9/11 attacks. Got two different reports on this. We'll be getting into it here in just a few minutes. But first off, we reported to you yesterday that the Associated Press had reported that the federal government has admitted, and the Mexican government has admitted, that for the last year, every movement of the Minutemen from Texas to Arizona to Southern California, when they're in the field, simply reporting to the Border Patrol, hordes of illegals pouring across and the coyote smugglers that feed upon them, every time they do this, they're being basically tattled on by our own government. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is federalizing the state police and training them, as well as local police, that anyone and everyone is basically a terrorist, tattle on anyone and everyone. That's the American way. But if you try to go defend the border by simply calling the police, calling the Border Patrol, when you see illegal aliens engaging in serious crimes, then you're a vigilante. Meanwhile, the Mexican government is shooting at our people, shooting at the Border Patrol, killing Border Patrol, killing FBI, killing Forest Service, killing sheriff deputies, wounding sheriff deputies, killing American citizens, feeding on the illegal aliens as well, but that's okay. Let's relay them all the information. Here's a report. Congressman Tom Tancredo has spoken out on U.S. surveillance of Minutemen. Tom Tancredo condemned the U.S. policy of informing Mexican officials of the location of the U.S. Minutemen Group locations. As a matter of course, the U.S. Border Patrol has been charged with advising the Mexican government, divulging the group members' locations, and it just goes on, and helping the Mexican government reroute illegal immigrants' entry in the United States via its southern border. Although the U.S. and Mexican governments say they want to ensure that the illegals' human rights are observed, there has not been any verifiable instance of any member of the Minutemen project affecting violence on any illegal alien. Representative Tancredo commented, quote, the Mexican military doesn't exactly have a good government reputation. The Border Patrol has documented more than 200 incursions into the U.S. by the Mexican military, and Texas sheriffs even apprehended Mexican government vehicles that were used to ferry drug runners across the border by tipping off Mexico's military to the Minutemen's location. The U.S. government is asking for trouble. Heavily armed military officials stationed only yards from civilians are at least intimidating. I can only surmise that the Border Patrol bureaucrats' spying is meant to have a chilling effect on the Minutemen's recruiting and more volunteers. The Minutemen haven't been accused of breaking the law. Quite the contrary, they have gone out of their way to aid law enforcement and ensure the safety of our border. The U.S. government has no grounds upon which to stifle the Minutemen's constitutional rights to organize. I want to know the legal basis for the Border Patrol informing a foreign government of the activities of private citizens who are obeying the law. That's Tom Tancredo's statement in full. And I totally agree. Meanwhile, we have American companies owned by old white men, in one case in the Southern California area, buying over 670-plus billboards saying that L.A. is now Mexico, advertising the nightly Spanish newscast. Again, this is the establishment selling balkanization to the hordes of illegal aliens. Now, here's a more balanced report out of Channel 11 up in Dallas that I wanted to critique. Let's go ahead and roll that.
And conservatives are firing back tonight at those who support amnesty and a guest worker program for illegal immigrants. Their latest weapon is a billboard located on Stemmons Freeway in Dallas. CBS 11's Stephanie Lucero tonight has more.
Stop the Invasion is a reference to the massive influx of immigrants who enter the U.S. illegally.
We must stop the invasion. We cannot have amnesty because amnesty is, in essence, a surrender to the invasion.
Grassfire.org is a national online organization based in Virginia. Colby and Jenny Bauer live in Carrollton. They support the campaign, in part because Jenny is a legal resident of the U.S., an immigrant from China.
And I'm living a good life in America. This is a beautiful country, and I'm thinking everybody should come here legally.
A lot of people would see it as an invasion of immigrants, but it's not. It's an invasion of illegal immigrants. I don't care how many people come here to this country, as long as they do it legally.
Grassfire.org is lobbying Congress. Organizers do not want any form of amnesty in the current debate. They say that's a discussion that should take place years from now, after the border is shored up. Organizers say eventually these billboards will include the names of their opponents in the Senate, those who support giving legal status to illegal aliens. The Bowers say they've watched the recent rallies organized by Hispanic groups, and they're awed by the number of people who have come out to march.
Very impressive. And I know there's a great majority of people who are on the other side of the issue, and I, for the life of me, can't fathom why there's not a march for that cause as well.
In Dallas, Stephanie Lucero, CBS 11 News.
Well, again, that's a fair report, but they don't answer the main question that the American citizens that are supporting grassfire.org raised. Because there wasn't a fancy Dallas-based PR firm, one of the most powerful in the Western Hemisphere, Rob Allen & Co., that staged the gubernatorial election of George Bush twice, that advised Bush, according to the Dallas Morning News, secretly on his presidential run, that helped run the election of Vicente Fox in 2000 as El Presidente of Mexico. And they were hired in mid-December. It was reported in late December. And they said they were going to stage national demonstrations to defeat legislation that would block amnesty and that would charge these illegal aliens with felony crimes. It's already a felony, but it was going to add a new layer to that. And so the Spanish media literally for over 3 months constantly pushed and got everybody lined up and ready and told them to wear white T-shirts and have American flags. That backfired, of course, because for the first 2 weeks most of the people had illegal alien flags. They had Mexican and other Latin American, other Central and South American flags, as well as Southern North American flag of Mexico. That's why it happened. I mean, if the English-speaking press for 3 months, every day, morning, noon, and night, told everybody that on a certain date, wear white and be out there demonstrating for your raza, for your honor, for your race, you know, a day without gringo, as it was openly advertised, the AP even reported that they were not called a day without immigrants. The real name in the banner said a day without gringos, the official name. A very, very racist, very, very serious. And so there's the answer to your question. If CNN, Fox, all your local stations, ABC Nightly News, CBS, NBC, if they constantly had reports, you'd have 50 million people on the streets. But they always make fun of demonstrators, whether they're conservative or liberal. They're always shown with riot police around them like they're bad. Arrests are always made and televised as a chilling effect. American citizens getting involved politically is discouraged. But the 25 million illegal aliens in this country getting involved politically and bullying the cowed American people is encouraged. So that's what's happening there. Meanwhile, at the grassroots, President Bush's agenda is in horrible trouble. The vast majority of Americans, 90-plus percent now, it was 87%, now it's 90-plus percent major polls, are against the open borders and the illegal aliens pouring in. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports hardcore GOPers flee Bush pollsters fine. Dissatisfaction over spending and immigration have caused conservatives to take flight from President Bush and the Republican Congress at a rapid pace in recent weeks, sending President Bush's approval ratings to record lows and presenting a new threat to the GOP's 12-year reign on Capitol Hill, according to White House officials, lawmakers, and polling data. Bush and Congress have suffered a decline in support from almost every part of the conservative coalition over the past year, a trend that has accelerated with alarming implications of Bush's governing policy, saying he's above the law. The Gallup polling organization reported a 13 percentage point drop in Republican support for President Bush in the past couple of weeks. He's in free fall right now. Be afraid, be very afraid. If they were ever going to launch a terror attack, it'd be now. So we learn to love them again. Oh, be our saviors, government. But see, there's such a grass fire, excuse the pun, awareness growing of government-sponsored terror that won't even work. It'll work short-term. But like a heroin addict who's so addicted, he has to take more and more for less and less effect. These usually reliable voters are telling pollsters and lawmakers they are fed up with what they see as an out-of-control spending by Washington and abandonment of core conservative principles. There are also significant pockets of conservatives turning on Bush and Congress over their failure to tighten immigration laws, restrict gay marriage, and put an end to the Iraq War, as well as the rash of political scandals, according to lawmakers and pollsters. Bush won 2 presidential elections by pursuing a political and governing model that was predicted and predicated on winning and sustaining the loyal backing of conservatives. The theory, as explained by Bush strategists, is that the president would enjoy a floor below which his support would never fall. It is now apparent that that floor is weakening dramatically and collapsing in many places. A lot of us have been like Paul Revere and sounding the alarm for 3 or 4 years, Representative Tom Feeney, Republican out of Florida. Conservatives forgive Bush and Congress for the past mistakes because the war on terrorism was so important, but now there is a great deal of unhappiness. What you are going to increasingly see is a divided Republican Party. Now, there's a bunch of other Republican articles going, boo-hoo, oh, Republicans are about to be taught a lesson, Republicans are about to lose the Congress. That is the staged plan. There's a reason that Rush Limbaugh's owner, Roger Ailes, head of Fox News, and the owner of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, have weekly meetings with Hillary. There's a reason George Bush Sr. calls Bill Clinton his son and they vacation together and reportedly spend more time with Bill Clinton than they do with George. I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. This is all staged. It's always been staged since they blew Kennedy's head off back in 1963. And that's what's going on right now. And conservatives are finally finding out that George Bush is more anti-gun than Bill Clinton, more open border than Bill Clinton, and they're now trying to sell us as Hillary as the new savior. This is ridiculous. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, get into a bunch of other news concerning world leaders fingering our government for 9/11.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's do this. Let's run through a bunch of your calls right now quickly, then we'll come back and get into world leaders suspect Bush administration of involvement in 9/11 attacks. That's the headline. Right now, let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you saw Rumsfeld being questioned last week. When the woman, you know, did the protest and got prosecuted under the Patriot Act?
Yes.
I was wondering if you could comment on the fellow, the CIA man who was doing the questioning, and Rumsfeld's non-answer.
Sure, let me comment on that. Thanks for the call, Jason. Well, we interviewed the Chinese-American doctor. She's a transplant doctor who's been exposing the fact that they murder political dissidents, Falun Gong and others, Christians as well, and sell their organs in the world market and advertise it. It's not hidden. And then our media tries to spin it and make excuses and act like it's, you know, not documented. They don't deny it. They just say, oh, they're investigating, when the Chinese government advertises it. And she got up and spoke out during their little speech they were giving slash press conference, and she began to shout that they were engaging in mass murder and killing people for their organs, and that the Communist Party's days were numbered. And so they then arrested her and charged her not only with disorderly conduct, but also intimidating a foreign official, a provision of the Patriot Act, and she's facing 6 months to a year in prison and will lose her voting rights, will lose her Second Amendment. It shows how America is becoming just like China. Then, what was it, last Monday, Ray McGovern, a routine guest of this broadcast, high-level CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., gave them both their morning briefings for 8 years, a part of Reagan and then the rest of Bush's one term. He stood up during question and answer, and others were heckling at the same time. They were arrested and drug out. McGovern wasn't. Security were beginning to put their hands on him, and Rumsfeld said, no, no, let him stay, let him talk for just a minute, for just a second, was his quote, because he knew how bad it looked here in America that they staged these town halls, they staged these meetings. At many of Cheney's and Bush's town hall meetings they've had the last few years, and especially during the 2004 election cycle, they would make you sign a pledge swearing that you wouldn't be disruptive and swearing that you supported the president. And they would also take down license numbers and write down your driver's license number when you went into the halls. So all of this is staged. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Appreciate
sure.
it. Yesterday, we get this advertisement newspaper that comes in our mail, and I happen to be looking at it. And on page two, it's got the big words announcement and in broad letters right in the center of the page. It says, volunteers needed for an investigational bird flu vaccine study. And then the criteria, you have to be 65 and up, in good health, and the payment's up to $320. And paid parking, 8 study visits.
Yeah, what they're studying is, does this kill old people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. It's got, of course, the phone number, and it's University of Rochester Vaccine and Treatment Evaluation Unit. So here we go. You know, they're pulling this garbage down our throats again, you know. And, there's, you know, of course, they're scaring the people with this bird flu. It's just incredible around this area, you know. And my take on the whole thing is I definitely think it's something to do with, you know, getting control of our food source, for number one. And number two, I think these vaccines have some type of serum in them, and later on in years of your life, if you take the flu vaccine, you might drop dead about 15, 20 years down the road, you know, or it causes cancer, or you might get diabetes, or who knows what's in it. But
we have a government
program.
I agree. We have a government that's been caught engaging in eugenics for over 80 years in this country, putting things in vaccines, poisoning, radiating children.
Right.
It goes on and on and on, and we're supposed to then trust them and take vaccines they're pushing. Meanwhile, they haven't taken the mercury out. Even the Associated Press reports they've actually increased it, so that's an urban legend that they have removed it. And then they have all these made-for-TV movies and newscasts about how the bird flu's coming. It's going to kill billions. It's going to kill millions domestically. Just give up all your rights, and martial law will keep you safe.
Well, you know, here's another thing that I've been hearing, too, that they're saying, you know, it's in their plans that, are you there, Alex?
Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah, okay. I know I heard music in the background.
Yeah.
But in their plans, they've even said if you don't take it, you're not going to be able to get on public transportation. You won't be able to fly. You can't go to sporting events because you don't have your vaccine. And you
I know. It's the new tyranny. It's a new medical tyranny. I'll comment on it when we get back. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got some guests on from Japan coming up in the next hour. Wrote a big article for one of the large publications in Tokyo, one of the big newspapers, about 9/11 and inside operations by our own loving, benevolent government. So that is coming up. We're going to go back to your calls and a lot more here in just a few minutes, but I want to get into world leaders suspect the Bush administration of involvement in the 9/11 attacks. But before I go any further, I want to really encourage all of you to put your ears on and grab a pen and paper. Because coming up June 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles, California, we're going to be having a 9/11 truth symposium unlike any other you've seen. We're going to have Professor Stephen Jones from BYU University, physics professor on the controlled demolition of the towers. We're going to have the head of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, Professor Jim Fetzer. We're going to have Webster Tarpley, author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, a book I carry, by the way, that's excellent. Of course, I'm going to be speaking and giving a presentation. I'm going to be premiering, right when the conference starts, my new film. And I believe we have the new name of the film. I'm 90% sure we're going to be titling it Terror Storm. Right now, that it looks like that's going to be the name. Looks like, and somebody in my office came up with that name. I've been struggling with a new name. That film is almost done, and it is my best work yet. We're just doing the music for it right now. And there are going to be some other surprise guests that are going to be popping in as well. And so you can go see the itinerary and who's speaking and who signed up. We're going to air Loose Change 2 and some new little things that Dylan Avery has been working on as well. So it's a film festival slash truth scholar symposium. You do not want to miss it. In June 2006, researchers, scholars, journalists, media personalities, and average folks will come together from all over the USA to gather in Los Angeles to invite the rest of the world to examine the facts of 9/11. Through powerful and insightful presentations and prominent guest speakers and riveting documentary screenings, we will examine the neocon agenda and 9/11 as the pretext for the brutal ongoing war in Iraq, as well as the establishment's future plans. The event can be billed as 2 days of truth, and it is a challenge to the establishment mouthpiece media to resolutely defend the government fairy tale version of what happens on that fateful day. Again, it's a challenge to the establishment mouthpiece media that continues to defend the fraud. The conference will witness the premiere of my newest and most powerful film, which largely focuses on the 7/7 bombings, 9/11, and government-sponsored tyranny throughout government-sponsored terror for tyranny throughout history, and a lot more. And you definitely want to be there. Be sure and go to Infowars.com to order your tickets via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to secure your tickets, and that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. One ticket is $75. Multiple tickets go down to $34.50 apiece. We're encouraging you to bring your friends and family. And, of course, you can get a room at the Sheraton if you'd like, or they have more expensive or less expensive motels and hotels, really by the hundreds in that area. I mean, just in a few square miles, there's over 15 hotels and motels. The Sheraton downtown L.A. is built onto a modern shopping mall with a food court and five restaurants. The hotel has three restaurants, so it's going to be a great place to hold this event. We're also going to shoot video of the entire presentation and then make a documentary out of that with quick turnaround to get the truth out to the American people. So this is something that you definitely do not want to miss. And we're having this on the 24th and 25th. It's only the 11th today. So we're talking about, 19 days and then another 24 days. We're talking about 30-plus days, almost 40 days, until this event is held, and already 20% of the tickets are gone. This will be one of the biggest events, if not the biggest event ever. The hall holds right above 1,000 people. And so you don't have to have a computer to go online to get the tickets. The tickets then are emailed back to you, e-tickets, with your ticket number on them as your receipt. You just show that at the door, and you'll get a wristband. Or you can simply write to us for the next few weeks, and we will mail you out a ticket. Or you can call 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. This is going to be a really exciting event. You'll want to be sure and attend it. And I look forward to meeting you and shaking your hand. We'll also have some of my films, and we'll have an event T-shirt that we offer for a low price. It'll be there as well, so you'll be able to get a T-shirt to remember the event. It's going to be really exciting. I've never done an event this big before. It's taken a lot of work behind the scenes. There'll be a lot of surprises at the event. Believe me, you'll be wishing later you'd gone if you don't. So that's coming up the 24th and 25th of next month in June. And tickets are available at Infowars.com right now. You just link through to AmericanScholarSymposium.org via Infowars.com, and you can get them off the big mainline, mainstream establishment ticket system, Tix.com, that we are using. So don't delay. There'll be a rush. There's already been a rush. I think we're doing pretty good to sell 200 tickets in 5 days, 6 days. But we've got almost 40 days left, and you're going to wish that you got tickets. I mean, if we don't completely sell out, we'll have tickets at the door for you as well. But I don't think I've ever had an event, in fact, I haven't, where you can get tickets at the door. Well, that's not true. One time I had a showing in Houston of Road to Tyranny, and we only filled about 90% of the audience because I didn't really promote it. But every other event, and there have been probably 15 of them or so, more than that really, have all sold out beforehand. So if you want to go, be sure and go to InfoWars.com and get your tickets. Let's say you got family in Southern California. That's right around summer vacation time. Go to this event and spend time with family, or go to the beach or Universal Studios or whatever floats your boat, and just have a great time. It's going to be exciting. 2 days of truth. Face the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be throwing the gauntlet down to the mainstream media to face the facts. So it's going to be a circus. Hope to see you there. Tell you what, let's just get some more of these calls out of the way, and then I'll get to world leaders suspect the Bush administration of involvement in 9/11 attacks. Then we'll go to our guest from Tokyo. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm in your hometown here. I just wanted to know, have you seen the Homeland Security billboards they have in Oak Hill and out by the airport?
No, I haven't.
They say, it's a big white sign, and in red letters it says, ready, just real big.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah.
Don't be afraid, be ready, www.ready.gov. If you go to that website and you look at it, it is telling you how to buckle your house down in case of a nuclear or biological attack. And if that's not in your face, and I live out in Oak Hill.
Yeah, they're training us how to stay in our houses when they have their martial law takeover. New Orleans was a beta test.
Well, they're teaching you how to take the plastic and how to duct tape the whole room off to stay safe in there, how much water you need to have. They have games that your children can play on there, teaching them how to make sure you have the duct tape and you have the water and you have the food supply, and this is what you... It's just really sick. And anyways, I just want to let you know that there's a billboard in Oak Hill, and there's one right out by the airport.
No, I figured it was something new. I mean, I saw those. Those have been up for almost 3 years.
Have they really?
Yeah, I've seen them driving out at the airport. That's the same one you're talking about. It says,
yes,
ready.
Sir.
You know, don't be afraid. You know, be ready. And then I've seen them around the country.
Awesome. Have a wonderful day, man.
I appreciate your call. Meanwhile, Homeland Security leaves the border completely wide open and is busy training the feds, the state governments, the schools, the colleges, all over the nation. They have Homeland Security training. We've had some of their minions on the show, in one case out of Knoxville, this top professor who runs the program. And they admittedly have the citizens training to tattle on neighbors and spy on everyone. But then the Minutemen on the border reporting hordes of illegal aliens pouring across the porous border, they're bad, they're vigilantes, and we've got to report all their movements to the Mexican government. But we can't report any movements to the Mexican government of the illegal aliens or the smugglers. And we can't ever really have a press report that hits the national news. It's always regionalized of Mexican troops shooting at and killing American citizens, including police. Let's go ahead and take another call. Jeff in Mass. Jeff, welcome.
Oh, yes. That is so traitorous what our government is doing, giving the information over to the government of Mexico. Now, I'm just wondering whether the minds of the people like tapioca, because on one hand, we're in the Middle East fighting the war on terror, and on the other hand, our borders are wide open, and on the other hand, we both know that it was our own government that brought down the buildings on September 11th, but even if you were to take the official story of 19 Muslims flying a plane into that building, according to what they have to say, those Muslims came in on expired visas. I mean, what's our government trying to do? Turn the people's brains into tapioca and people buying the tapioca?
Well, and then 6 months after 9/11, remember, they reissued Muhammad Atta's visa for him?
Wow.
Do you remember that scandal?
No, I don't.
And, again, ladies and gentlemen, they're telling us to spy on our neighbors, but don't watch the border.
Yeah, exactly. That's the tip-off right there. An open, porous border, and Bush just going headlong into globalism, and people are still saying that Bush is a Christian, Bush is a Christian, but Bush has not renounced his membership in the Skull and Bones. Do you think the people in this country are nothing but a bunch of sheeple that just want a full belly and a shelter over their head?
I appreciate your call. I think it's more than that. I think it's a lot more sophisticated than just that, but I think that predominantly is the majority of the problem. I mean, they have the big national Geography Association every year has a big study of young adults, 18 to 24, college students and graduates, people that are graduating, that age range. And two-thirds can't find Iraq, can't find Iran. Even higher numbers can't find Pakistan. They have no earthly conception of anything. And they're just tuned into ball games and partying, and they're eating, drinking, and being merry, and they have no idea that our freedoms are being dismantled. One more call, and I'll get into the news on 9/11. Scott in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to tell you about an experience I had last Friday. We went to, my girlfriend and I went to Flight 93, or United 93, and we actually brought 50 Loose Change second edition DVDs with us. Anyway, we waited for the show to get out, and this particular theater was set up where there was basically one choke point where there's one exit that people were leaving.
Well, I'm glad you did that, but I wish you'd hand out a few martial laws, too.
I'm sorry, we're having problems burning it. We just started DVD burning, and I think because it's extra long, we're having problems with our...
Yeah, that's the problem. It's 3 hours long, but you have to buy larger DVDs. There's a special DVD that'll let you burn it, and it's only a little bit more.
We're gonna get into that. We have an old server. We run a software company, actually, so we're sitting here all day, and we have an old server where we're gonna put 6 drive bays in there and to start cranking them out. So we're going to look into
that. And listen, I commend you giving out Loose Change, too. I just think martial law really needs to be seen.
Oh, absolutely. I wish we could have burned them. We will eventually, once we get set up and we have our little server up and running here.
But get back to your story. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, we actually we got a pretty good reaction because my friend did this at a different theater, and he got a pretty bad one. But everybody was taking the DVDs. As they were walking by me, I just said, here, here's some more information on 9/11. Great movie. Just take this and watch it for me, please. And most people, they took the DVD and they said, thank you. Now, I had this one guy, and this is why I'm calling, because this reaction puzzles me. There's this one guy, and he said, what kind of information? I said, well, just, some more information, government, prior knowledge, no rights. And as soon as I start saying that, he instantly gives it back to me and says, no, thank you. And he starts walking away, and I guess it was his wife. She starts saying, What are your sources for your information? I'm like, well, just mainstream sources, CNN, ABC, CBS, and then she says, CNN lies, and both of them, the guy who gave me the bad reaction, and I'm assuming his wife, they stormed out of the theater. Meanwhile, I'm still handing out DVDs. A couple people whom I missed, because there were so many people coming out, actually like went behind me and stopped me and said, hey, give me a copy too, people that I missed. So about 5 people did that, so that was a good, an extra good reaction from them. But what I wanted to get to is this guy that gave me the bad reaction actually went and got the manager of the theater, and the manager comes in there with a cop, and by this time the whole theater is cleared out, and except it's just me, and I told my girlfriend just to get out of there, and
already handed out your 50 DVDs.
Yes, at this point, luckily I didn't even have a single one left. So this manager comes in there with a police officer, and they start saying, you can't solicit in here, and you can't, basically there's no solicitation in this theater. I said, well, I'm not soliciting anything.
I would have just said, I don't know what you're talking about, and walked right past him.
And it's funny because that's exactly what I said, because I didn't have any DVDs. I said, I don't have any DVDs. And then at this point, the officer, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said, I can take you to jail right now. And I said, well, go ahead, arrest me. I'm going to call your boss, and it's not going to be good for you at all. And and the most important thing is that guy that had a bad reaction to me handing these DVDs out, he actually went back in there with the manager, and he was standing off probably about 20 feet away, because he actually came in just to see me, because he wanted to see what my fate was. He wanted to see me getting yelled at by the manager.
No, he wants to live in Russia. He wants to live in China. He hates America. He loves it that Chinese-American doctor got arrested. He loves it that we're losing our freedoms. He's a bootlicker. He associates his personal power and his personal identity with this corrupt system. And so what ended up happening?
The cop ended up being okay. I mean, after I started getting attitude with him, and he found out that I wasn't just a moron that was going to get arrested, then he'd be back down.
Well, number one, you don't lie to him. You just don't say anything. You go, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Have a nice day. And you just walk past him.
That probably would have been good, yeah.
So what happened?
And another thing, too, when this guy was standing 20 feet away, I looked over and I saw him, and I started not yelling at him, but I yelled out so he can hear me. I said, hey, I said, do you even know what the First Amendment is? And he just stands there and looks at me dumb. And after I asked him about 3 more times, he finally said, freedom of speech, but that doesn't apply because this is private property. And then I kept going. I said, what does NORAD stand for? I said, how about the director of Homeland Security? Who is that? And he just stands there with a dumb look on his face. So my point is, this guy doesn't have a clue about any information at all, but he's going to criticize me, and he doesn't even know what my information is. And I mean, it puzzles me, this reaction. It's kind of like that guy that was on your show that got beat up in the VFW hall. These people are having a angry reaction, and they don't even know any information for themselves. They don't even know what the guy's talking about.
I agree. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good job, sir. I want to commend you. You keep doing what you're doing. That's got to scare the New World Order, because I personally know a lot of Austinites that have gone out and handed out my film and other films at these events. I personally know other people in other cities that are doing it. I get calls every day about it. I hear about it. It's been in the news. It's been on national TV. That all over the place at these premieres, people are showing up and doing it multiple times, in some cases handing out hundreds of DVDs or hundreds and hundreds of flyers with websites. And people are going home, they're watching that, they're going to make copies, it's going to have an exponential effect. Let's say you hand out 100 DVDs, and 10 people you give those copies to make on average 5 copies. Okay? Then that force multiplies the information, and just grows and grows and grows and grows. One DVD can turn into millions of DVDs. So viciously make copies, just viciously sit there and make copies and give them to people, and email around links where you can download these videos, like Martial Law that we put out for free right now at Google Video. Just it is so powerful. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Letter, the 15-page letter that the president of Iran sent George Bush. It's unprecedented, never been done by an Iranian leader since the coup. Iranian president's letter highlights 911 inside job. It says, Iranian president answers warning to the world challenge that we issued last year. Iranian president, it's a letter to George W. Bush, hit the headlines for many reasons, but the most important segment in which he discusses government-sponsored terror has largely been ignored. Here's an excerpt from the letter. September 11th was not a simple operation. Could it be planned and executed without coordination with intelligence and security services or their extensive infiltration? Of course, this is just an educated guess. Why have the various aspects of the attacks been kept secret? Why are we not told who botched their responsibilities? And why aren't those responsible and the guilty parties identified and put on trial? All governments have a duty to provide security and peace of mind for their citizens. He then went into, if the terrorists want to scare people, why is your government doing everything it can to use the terror to scare your people and make them feel insecure? That's something Paul didn't add, but I noticed that. That's a point I've always made. Back in the 60s and 70s, there were terrorist attacks by real communists in this country. But because they were real attacks, the media hardly reported on it. I mean, police were killed, blinded, wounded. It was mainly police stations that were targeted and over 100 bombings by the weathermen and others, and they just didn't hype it. They said, oh, it's no big deal, because that was real terror, and at that time, the government didn't want to scare people. But boy, when the government carried out the attacks, it was scaremongering, and they tell you, we're your savior, we'll keep you safe. In July of 2005, this website issued a challenge to leaders of all rogue states, as they're known, imploring them to blow the whistle on the Achilles heel of all major Western governments, their propensity to fulfill geopolitical agendas by means of carrying out staged false flag terrorism. And we went forward and said it is now time for all governments who still operate outside the control of the globalists to come forward and join humanity in unveiling the real terrorists who are attempting to deform the world into a prison planet. And then Wayne Madison has another report out about this today, of course, former NSA officer. World leaders suspect the Bush administration of involvement in the 9/11 attacks. The first skeptics to question what role the Bush administration played in the 9/11 terror attacks were a few cabinet ministers in the governments of America's NATO allies. They included German science and technology minister and former defense minister Andries van Mierlo and British environment minister Michael Mietscher. They were joined by Belgian European Parliament member Paul Leoni. However, in recent months, the former cabinet ministers have been joined in their skepticism about the official story of 9/11 by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, as well as the head of the parliament, and Iran's President Mohammad Ahmadinejad. I can't ever pronounce his name. Ahmadinejad. I can usually pronounce it today. I'm having a mental block with that. In March, Chavez said Venezuela will open an official investigation into 9/11 attacks. Now Chavez has been joined by the president of Iran, who in a recent letter to President George W. Bush asked, why have the various aspects of the 9/11 attacks been kept secret? The president indicated that the attacks could not have been carried out without the knowledge of the U.S. security services. We'll get more into this in the next hour with our guest from Tokyo, Japan. Before I end this hour, help us get Martial Law and Road to Tyranny, my two big 9/11 films, out to people. Many of you have gotten them, have made copies. If you have originals, please make copies. If you haven't gotten Martial Law or Road to Tyranny, please order them today and make DVD copies of them and get them out to your friends and family. Or if you want to support us, buy a bunch of originals. People are more apt to watch them when they have original color covers and stamps on top of the DVDs, and they're apt to play better if they're not copies. Go to InfoWars.com. We got big discounts when you order them in bulk. InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139 or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member and start burning copies right there today. Don't wait.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.